When you think of folk music, who do you picture? Joni Mitchell, maybe, or Bob Dylan, or Pete Seeger with his banjo. Most likely, that artist is white. This weekend, an iconic folk venue in Cambridge aims to elevate black musicians in the genre by giving them the stage at the inaugural We Black Folk Fest. WBUR's Amelia Mason has more.
The Boston musician Cliff Notes is best known as a rapper, but that wasn't the music they were raised on.
My mom was very Christian, so like listening to rap music was like not allowed in her car. So we're gonna listen to soft rock and the calm, soothing sounds of David Allen Boucher.
I'm David Allen Boucher, welcoming you with open arms as we get ready for tonight's edition of Bedtime Magic. Coming up,
there was one song that played all the time on the radio back then that Cliff loved. You know the one.
You get a fast car. I want a ticket to anywhere.
Like a lot of us, Cliff probably listened to Fast Car by Tracy Chapman hundreds of times in the 1990s. And in their mind's eye, Chapman was white. Cliff remembers being stunned when they first Googled the cover art for Fast Car, a close-up of Chapman's face in dramatic shadow.
The first thing I notice is black skin, nose, lips, like just like mine, and then this hair that is also just like mine. And I'm like, that could be me.
Why was it such a surprise to see a black woman with a guitar singing about being working class in America? After all, what we call folk music is deeply rooted in African American traditions, from the banjo to the blues. In recent years, black folk musicians like Rhiannon Giddens and Dom Flemons have drawn attention to the ways black artists have been erased. Cliff Notes saw that and was inspired.
I was like, okay, so they're thinking about it too. And if they're thinking about it as people who probably grew up in the genre, and I'm thinking about it as someone who is just starting to feel more comfortable in the genre, then let's get it all together and see what we can do with it.
That's how the idea for We Black Folk Fest was born. It's two nights of concerts at Club Passim in Harvard Square, this Sunday evening and next. There will be seven artists on each night, many local to the Boston area. They represent an expansive approach to folk music, ranging from singer-songwriters to R&B artists to indie rockers. Aisha Burns, a singer-songwriter and violinist based in Western Mass, is on the bill this Sunday. She grew up playing fiddle in Texas and was often the only black kid in the scene.
Growing up, when you just have an interest and you're not really aware of this broader conversation, for me, it made me feel so strange. Like, I was the odd bird in all of these spaces.
It's time to call it out.
To this day, I can still, like, count on one hand the number of bills that I have played where I'm sharing a bill with another black person singing and playing guitar.
And I will go to the graveyard.
Burns says it's about time Club Passim made changes to its predominantly white lineups.
I think that realization is so long overdue. It's 2024.
In fact, We Black Folk Fest is the result of a diversity initiative at Club Passim called the Folk Collective. Cliff Notes is part of the collective, which gave them the opportunity to pitch the idea for the festival. But Cliff has ambitions beyond the Passim stage. The Dream is a big annual festival in Franklin Park, or another location that's closely linked to Boston's black community.
Because I'm looking at it from my experience. Yeah. What stopped me from thinking I couldn't pick up a guitar at 5 years old as opposed to at 30 years old? And how many other people might be thinking that same way? Part of it is having things that we own, having things that belong to us and feel like it's ours.
We Black Folk Fest sold out days in advance, though you can still stream it online. But for Cliff Notes, the real test is whether the event brings in black audiences and anyone else who never thought the folk club was for them. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Amelia Mason.
Hello! Now I wear it that it holds inside my heart. have started leaking. My greatest fear of all is that you'll see me differently now that I'm bleeding. My vulnerability is shallow when compared to your ocean, 'cause it comes in waves.